This is Standing Watch. And now, evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The recent shift within the United States Supreme Court from being a judicial institution to a political institution is continuing. Decisions have been made regarding Obamacare, which were clearly political, which had no basis in the law, and now, more certainly, the recent decision on the same-sex marriage question was nothing else but political. Now, the Associated Press wrote on June 26 that gay and lesbian Americans have the same right to marry as any other couples, the Supreme Court declared Friday, in a historic ruling deciding one of the nation's most contentious and emotional legal questions. In praise of the decision, President Barack Obama called it justice that arrives like a thunderbolt. The four dissenting judges accused their colleagues of usurping power that belongs to the states and to voters and short-circuiting a national debate about same-sex marriage. The court is not a legislature. Whether same-sex marriage is a good idea should be of no concern to us, Chief Justice John Roberts wrote in dissent. He said, "Do not celebrate the Constitution. It had nothing to do with it." And Justice Scalia said that he was not concerned so much about same-sex marriage as this court's threat to American democracy. Now, Breitbart pointed out on June 26 that President Obama reacted quickly to the Supreme Court decision to redefine marriage today, sending out a message on Twitter, quote, "Today is a big step in our march toward equality. Gay and lesbian couples now have the right to marry just like anyone else," he said. When I watched the outcome and when I saw the supporters standing there in front of the court waving signs, I noticed signs saying, "Our fight against the Bible." I thought that was rather interesting. BBC News reported on June 26, former Arkansas governor and presidential candidate Mike Huckabee calls the ruling an out-of-control act of unconstitutional judicial tyranny. In our weekly update, we are reporting about these things. And by the way, it's a free publication. You can get a free copy of it regularly every week via email if you want to subscribe to it. But we say in here that the justices redefined the clearly expressed will of America's founding fathers to totally rewrite the Constitution, which they have no right and no authority to do. But it is now the law of the land, altering and redefining the plain language of the Constitution and holding that the Constitution states that marriage is between a man and a man, or a man and a woman, or a woman and a woman, and what else. We go on to say the concept that we are all equal and we are all free to marry whom we want has potentially devastating consequences if viewed on its face value. Does this mean a father can marry his daughter? Does this mean a man can marry five women? Or a woman can marry five men? Or does it mean a brother can marry his sister? Obviously, the issue that two transgender people can marry each other has now been answered in the affirmative. But what about bestiality? What about other abnormal sexual practices? And when it comes to the strongly held statements by President Obama and also Hillary Clinton, the Associated Press wrote a little bit about the quote-unquote evolving opinions on June 28, saying this, "By 2004, as Obama ran for the United States Senate, he said he opposed gay marriage for politically strategic reasons, saying Republicans would exploit the issue, and he advocated instead for gay civil unions. In his 2000 book, The Audacity of Hope, he called his own faith as a reason to oppose same-sex marriage. He came out firmly for same-sex marriage in 2012, but his former top strategist, David Axelrod, wrote that Obama had feigned opposition to gay marriage for most of his political career. If Obama's views were evolving publicly, They were fully evolved behind closed doors, he wrote. And then the article goes on to say that Clinton's path into the embrace of the gay community has been similar. She backed her husband's Defense of Marriage Act in 1996, described marriage between a man and a woman as a fundamental bedrock principle in a 2004 Senate floor speech. So much evolving opinions of politicians. So much the trust and the confidence you can have in them. Now, time went a step further and showed those who are believing in the Bible what this decision really means. They wrote on June 26, with the Supreme Court ruling constitutionalizing same-sex marriage, the ground under our feet has shifted tectonically. It is hard to overstate the significance of the decision and the seriousness of the challenges it presents to Orthodox Christians and other social conservatives. When a Supreme Court majority is willing to invent rights out of nothing, it is impossible to have faith that the First Amendment will offer any but the barest protection to religious dissenters from gay rights orthodoxy. We have to accept that we really are living in a culturally post-Christian nation. The fundamental norms Christians have long been able to depend on no longer exist. The Supreme Court has now in constitutional doctrine said that homosexuality is equivalent to race. The next goal of activists will be a long-term campaign to remove tax-exempt status from dissenting religious institutions. The more immediate goal will be the shunning and persecution of dissenters within civil society. The article goes on to say that Orthodox Christians must understand that things are going to get much more difficult for us. We are going to have to learn how to live as exiles in our own country. So many Christians have no clue how far things have decayed in our aggressively secularizing world. Four Supreme Court justices were in effect declaring from the bench the decline and fall of the traditional American social, political, and legal order. We live in interesting times. Yes, indeed we are. And Christ warned us that we are going to live in terrible times, in perilous times, just before Christ will return. And we have to make very sure that we are not going to be influenced by the society in which we live. See, 84% of American Buddhists are in support of same-sex marriage. 77% of American Jews are in support of same-sex marriage. The number for Christians is a little bit under that, but not much more. And so, how are we affected by it? Now, we are indeed, as true Christians, exiles, foreigners, strangers in this world. We are indeed representing a different government, the kingdom of God, which is going to be established on this earth very soon from now, and you can thank God for that. But at the same time, we ourselves must make sure that we are living a Christian life, that we are not going to be influenced by the norms and the cultures and the ideas and the laws of this land if they are in contradiction to what God has to say. We have prepared a free book that's the keys to happy marriages and families, which goes into the issue as to who should marry and who shouldn't. And then we have another booklet, The Gospel of the Kingdom of God. The Gospel of the Kingdom of God, which tells you what the role of a true Christian really is and what we have to do as true Christians to prepare for God's kingdom, for eternal life, for the time when Christ will come back to restore God's rule on this earth, because it is high time that that will happen. Because how much further can we fall away from God? Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.